is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A Cultural Day festival turned into a nightmare late Saturday afternoon at Georgia's Sapelo Island. At least seven people were killed and several more injured in the collapse of a ferry dock. WTOC reporter Jasmine Butler has more from the scene.
Many community members springing into action to help those impacted and coming from the island.
We're missionary and we try to help people who are in need, and it was a time of need.
Gerald J. Thomas pastors Elm Grove Church, not far from the scene.
About 20 people were dropped into the water, and the Coast Guard searched the waters into the night. Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, heavily traveled battleground states all, as Election Day gets ever closer. Vice President Harris was in Detroit and Atlanta yesterday, taking on former President Donald Trump's mental acuity for the Georgia audience.
When he does answer a question or speak at a rally, have you noticed he tends to go off script and ramble? And generally, for the life of him, cannot finish a thought. And he has called it the weave. But I think we here will call it nonsense.
Trump was in Western Pennsylvania's La Trobe.
After four horrendous years, Kamala Harris can't say one thing that she'd do differently, right? You heard that.
Boeing and the Machinist Union, representing about 33,000 striking workers, have reached a tentative agreement. CBS's Itay Hodd tells us the strike is hurting the giant airplane manufacturer.
Last week, Boeing announced it would cut 17,000 jobs. That's 10% of its workforce. In the past 5 years, Boeing has lost more than $25 billion and has been plagued by two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX jet and a blowout of a jetline door plug. Union leaders are recommending their members ratify this deal with a vote set for Wednesday.
200,000 letter carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the U.S. Postal Service. It includes backdated pay raises and the promise of air-conditioned trucks. The New York Yankees earned their 41st World Series last night, beating the Cleveland Guardians. The call from John Sterling of WFAN Sports Radio.
It'll be a 1-2. Swung on, a high fly to right. Soto is there. Juan Soto makes the catch. Over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win.
The score was 5-2 in Game 5 of the AL Championship Series. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Week 7 of the NFL season brings us a Super Bowl rematch, and CBS's Steve Kathan brings us a preview.
The Chiefs' dramatic overtime Super Bowl win over the 49ers, one of the great games of all time. This is a regular season matchup. Kansas City is 5-0 behind quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
We understand that it's going to be a big game. We understand that it's going to take our best to win. And so you just have to have extreme focus and know that it's going to be one play that kind of decides the entire game.
San Francisco has struggled off to a 3-3 start, but quarterback Brock Purdy says they're still a hard team to beat, especially at home. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
In Sri Lanka, a train carrying thousands of gallons of fuel hit a herd of wild elephants in the country's northeast. Two of the giant mammals were killed and another one was injured. Two of the train's tankers got derailed. The collision happened in the town of Minaraya, which is famous for its nature park and wildlife. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and alone the low 50s tonight. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun and low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Currently 57 degrees.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. We'll be right back.
Radio Park, Terracine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
gentle borrow queen of rivers. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Thank you.
losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new
yeah.